Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One. It's time for the most epic weekend of the year. Saturday, June 18th, it's the Corolla Family Barbecue 2022. Head over to Corolla Drinks to be the first to get your tickets to the Corolla Family Barbecue. This year, headlined by the band Lit. Your ticket includes booze, barbecue, bands, and of course, time to hang out with the Corolla family, all the lackeys, and some of your favorite friends and comedians on the show. Don't wait to buy tickets to this event, because it will sell out. Wine Case Club members are automatically guaranteed tickets. And if you're in the mood to make a weekend out of it, join Lynette and all your favorite lackeys for the Mangria Bar Crawl Los Angeles the night before the barbecue. All tickets and information can be found online at CorollaDrinks.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Meta World Peace here. And I got my new podcast, Metaphorically Speaking. We're going to be talking about mental health, basketball, and a lot of tough topics. All that and more with my friends and celebrities. So make sure you check out my podcast, Metaphorically Speaking, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
RockAuto.com. Why spend 30 to 50%, even 100% more for the same parts that a chain store or dealership might have? Why spend so much there? Why not go to RockAuto.com? It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, everything from engine control modules to brakes to motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few clicks delivered direct to your door. Go to rockauto.com. See all the parts available for your car or your truck. Write Corolla in the How Did You Hear About Us? So that is Corolla, C-A-R-O-L-L-A, in the How Did You Hear About Us box. So they know we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Hey, we got a great big show today. It was fun, exciting. Wait till you hear what we did. We had talk on hot door jams. How do we regulate what we call trim versus case? There's all sorts of stuff.
First, I'll tell you about Masterworks. I've had many different careers. Carpenter, comedian, Guinness World Record holder. Never imagined art collecting. People make billions flipping art. But to do that, you need billions to start your collection. And what about everyday investors? Well, they were excluded. Masterworks lets anyone invest in multi-million dollar paintings. So if you don't have $30 million laying around the house to buy a Picasso, you can still diversify your portfolio with his paintings. Masterworks, over 267,000 members and $300 million in art securitized. That's right. I love that word. Sign up for a free membership and get your priority with my link, masterworks.art/aceonthehouse. That is masterworks.art/aceonthehouse. Right, Matt?
See important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer.
This is Corolla Digital.
Master Carpenter, who's here to help you out? If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house. Ace on the house. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got the intro.
God, we're getting good at that synchronicity, aren't we? It's so good.
Yeah, man. What are you working on?
Hey, I am working on. I had the demo guys come today and just pull the bathroom out in 2 hours. Gone.
Really?
Big, huge. I don't do demo anymore. I got a guy.
Good for you.
He comes in, he does it, he takes it away, I pay him. It's beautiful.
When I was coming up there wasn't really such a thing. I mean, if there was, it was rarely used. You know, you used your guys.
That's right.
You'd demo, you'd use your pickup trucks, you'd go to the dump, you know, whatever. We didn't have the big high stake bed, you know, flatbed with the plywood or the key, you know, it was all. And, you know, oftentimes the dudes who were doing the demo were high dollar guys. You had some carpenters and stuff in there. They'd be banging
away. Waste of talent.
Waste of talent.
It's like asking Aaron Rodgers to be on the offensive line.
Yes.
Right? What are you doing?
No.
Right?
Right.
So that's what I figure. So, and they also are good at it. They do it fast. They know what they're doing, and it's not my guys hacking away at something that's unnecessary. Right?
Yeah, and you don't, you know, you want the tools, you want the tile saws, you want the door planers, you want plunge routers and stuff. You don't want all the wheelbarrows and all the thing, you know, the wheel sledded things and all the junk that were made for dragging stuff out.
Not
and all
me.
That. Why do you want that?
Do you know what's
crap?
Awesome, though? They've got an Isuzu pup with like a flat bed on it.
Uh-huh.
So it's literally like a 10-pound weight limit on this thing. I'm like, are you sure you can take all this? Oh, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, the Isuzu pup. Oh, my God. I had an Isuzu Trooper.
Yeah.
Oh,
terrible.
Well, they didn't make anything with a bigger – first off, they're all four bangers.
What was the Mazda thing? It was like a rotary engine. What is what is that?
Wankel.
What is a rotary engine? And is that an Isuzu motor as well?
No, no. But you're kind of your addled brain is kind of cross pollinating your mouth because
I know
because the Mazda ad was. Other cars are sort of boom, 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 and we're zoom.
Oh,
they're zoom. So you got the Isuzu and the zoom, and I think it's all kind of cross pollinating a little bit. The Wankel engine or the rotary engine is, and it's been explained to me 15 times. I still don't really fully grasp it, but basically, it's an engine that doesn't have pistons.
Oh,
and it doesn't have valves. And
so the spark plug does what? Rotates a rotary device?
There's a triangular-shaped piston, for lack of a better word, that is turning inside of the crankcase.
So it's like one big rotating piston,
and
basically.
It has a hole in it. It like lets the exhaust out and has a, lets the you know the intake and then the exhaust and all. But it's not done with valves. You can look at it now.
And so do we care about this motor, the Wankel?
It's able to achieve very high RPMs.
Okay.
But it was never – we thought it would be the wave of the future. It just isn't. It doesn't have low end. It doesn't have torque.
It seems by all accounts it was great, but at the expense of very poor fuel efficiency at the high end.
Yeah, and it just doesn't have the low end.
Hence the term Wankel. Wankel.
I mean, I'm sure it's out of Germany. I'm sure Wankel. I mean, the Wankel engine is the guy designed it in the 40s or
1950s
something.
By Felix Wankel, a German engineer.
Of course it was a German engineer. They do everything like that.
That's right.
I love the Germans.
I do too. And it was, again, it was going to revolutionize everything.
Didn't
but
it
just didn't.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, you need.
Well, so was getting Nazis hopped up on meth to fight the Allied forces.
Yeah.
It didn't. They were crazy. Crazy for about 3 months, and that was about it. They got burned out.
Yep.
Couldn't continue.
Same with the Wankel.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Although the Wankel came after World War II.
Yeah.
Also, Wankel, I think, was the name of a German World War II airplane. Was it the same Wankel? I don't know.
I believe that was the Dinkel.
The Dinkelheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Someone has questions about baseboards.
Yes! Hot baseboard talk! Hot baseboard talk! Hot! Baseboards!
Wankel AG is the airplane company you are thinking of, and it does not appear to be connected.
So two different Wankels out of Germany. You know,
Wankel, as it turns out, is like Smith in America, the name Wankel.
Except for you don't know any German guys named Wankel.
Well, I guess you don't, do you?
No, but the one guy did the motors and the other guy did the aircraft. All right. Andrew, 51, Las Vegas.
It appears their engines are of the Wankel design.
Oh,
so that's the
aircraft.
The connection, correct.
Okay.
The aircraft company uses that kind of engine, and that's why they're named that.
It seemed a little too, distant for that specific of a name and that specific of a time and that specific of a country to not.
But wait, is the Wankel motor still used in airplanes?
It appears in some ultra light aircraft, and also interestingly, kart engines.
Isn't that something?
Go kart.
Correct. Kart racing.
High RPMs.
That doesn't make sense to me, the go-kart one. If it is, it's newer. Or it's German. It's not out here.
It's German, and it appears to be present day. I'm reading the Wikipedia for this company, Wankel AG. The company specializes in design and manufacture of Wankel engines for ultralight aircraft and also kart racing cars.
Yeah, it's lighter. It's a lighter engine, less moving.
Do you remember the
parts.
Old ultralight things you saw in the 70s where one guy had this – craft and it was like, oh my God, I can buy this thing and create this and take off out of the football field and fly high above the city. Do you remember that?
I remember everything.
Did you have one?
Yeah, my dad had two of them. A father and son Wankel powered glider.
And he played that trumpet in the air, didn't he?
That's right. He wouldn't even blow into it. He'd just hold it into the wind and the sweet siren sound.
It came like a reed.
Yeah. You never have to ask if I had something. Yes. I didn't have.
Just assume. How many is more the question?
I didn't have an electronic battleship game. That was a bridge
too far. I didn't have that either. I just had the little plastic boats. I didn't have
I did not have that one either.
Poor us.
I know. Poor us.
I know.
Andrew, sorry.
Did you have Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
No, it was something. It cost money. It brought joy.
Rat Trap?
We did not have things that people purchased new at the store.
Stupid library records?
Yes, we had library.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sorry. Andrew, we had free things.
Yeah, I just got a couple questions.
Sorry, Andrew.
Uh-huh. Now, hold on a second. God damn you, Stromer. Here's what, to be fair.
Yeah.
I was mechanically inclined
as a
very young boy.
I know.
And I loved machinery and mechanics and everything. Now, I love race cars. Right. But back then, I wanted a BMX bike.
Yeah.
But I didn't want the junky, huffy stuff.
What'd you want? You wanted the orange crate, didn't you?
We didn't buy, the Schwinn. Since there was no gifts or toys or anything during the off season, you had to wait for your birthday or Christmas.
Right?
So I didn't want Rock'em Sock'em Robots for Christmas. I wanted money from everybody
to save
so I could some cool BMX parts.
Gotcha.
That
makes sense.
So I could have.
So you were always resourceful with the money.
I was like,
you figured it out.
I want some of this stuff. I'm never going to get this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have any money and I don't have a job.
Yeah.
So I'll collect
and I don't need
the
stupid
money.
Rock'em Sock'ems.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah. Let's try this again.
There we go.
Okay. Hey, baseboard before or after carpet?
Oh, Andrew, come on.
Come on. After. Oh, wait a minute.
No, before.
Before. But okay. All right. Hold on. Yes. Before.
Yes.
Be careful, though. Don't mar it up.
Yeah.
Or
you can set it up about a half inch above the floor, make it level. Then your carpet guy can install the carpet slightly underneath it, and it looks clean that way. You can do that, too.
Okay.
Are you on a slab or are you on a raised foundation?
Slab. Busted slab.
Yeah.
So he's got to take the tackless strip with the concrete nails.
They'll nail that crap in there, and they fuck the slab up, too, when they nail those strips in into the cement.
Yeah, it's all messed up.
I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it, too.
Did you have to take it out yourself, or is he doing it?
I'm taking it. I just took a crowbar to it and popped it out.
Yeah, you can also use a flat shovel is great, too, for those. You get some leverage underneath, get the nails in there.
The nails stay in there, huh?
Yeah, they don't go anywhere.
I would assume they'd pop.
They'll pop
easily.
With a claw end of a hammer, though, easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just pull it, and then little quarter-sized
divots
will come
out. I wouldn't even claw
in.
Well, I would. Yeah. I'd tap them once.
Yeah.
Just knock it loose.
Yeah, they come
Next
out.
Next question.
Easy. Yeah.
Is it a general rule that all electricians and drywall guys have to shit on the previous guy that was there earlier? Is that everybody has to do that?
Yes.
Electricians especially are filthy little wire, plastic wire piece nightmare folks.
Yeah, well, I've never had a guy who didn't go, who did this?
Occasionally they'll put some things in one of the switch boxes they brought 20 switches in, occasionally, but most of the time, no.
Wait, what do you say?
they kind of clean up sometimes. And
well, we're not talking about cleaning up. We're talking about shitting on the work.
Just the work, yeah.
Oh,
drywall too.
Well, shitting, clean up, it's all the same thing, though.
No, it's not. Okay. Electricians don't clean up.
Yeah.
The biggest non-cleaner uppers are the electricians.
They're the worst.
Plumbers are second, but there's not that much to clean up for plumbing.
No.
They're not nipping and snipping.
Boxes,
they're not opening
mostly.
Boxes, dropping them on the ground.
Yeah.
But what Andrew is talking about runs far deeper.
You're talking about shitting on someone's a man's work.
Right, right. And it's true that...
See, I don't trust people that do that. I hate that.
Framers don't really do that. Drywallers don't really do that.
Yeah.
Everyone does it a little bit, but not like electricians and plumbers.
Electricians, I had one that I used that criticized everything and everybody and then told me how to do everything, and I had to walk away.
You want to know who the number one, I don't want to shit on your point, but beyond electricians and beyond plumbers and these shitting. So what electricians do is they show up and you show them the panel and they go, Jesus Christ, who wired this thing?
Yeah.
Like, this is awful.
Exactly. You know, this is Inscar. This is terrible.
First thing to do is they got to set the table for getting more money out of you.
Correct.
So they can't say, this is perfect.
We got to pull wire. The rats are here. This cloth wire.
Yeah. They have to attack the guy who came before them.
Right.
Because thus it gets their price up.
Correct.
Number one. But the number one trade, if you want to call it a trade, and probably is now, in terms of shitting on other people's work, the home entertainment people.
Oh, God.
Those guys come in. It's a goddamn abortion.
No, it's terrible. Everybody's bad.
Want single phase speakers?
Yeah.
Where do you put, the speaker placement. He's got them too close to the set.
Yeah, you can't
monitor.
Do that.
So he went with the
this is terrible sound.
The subwoofer's not even in the right place.
How are you going to hear this? You can't hear this.
He didn't go with the monster cable. He went with the, he didn't go with cat. He went with cat 4.
Right.
He didn't go with cat 7.
Yeah.
He got to pull them.
And
those guys are disgusting.
Do you want to know why?
Because they have in their voice.
They have more words that they can use than the other tradesmen
that you haven't heard of.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
why they do it.
But also, they're assholes because it's a fledgling business.
Yeah.
And the guy who did the home theater 9 years ago, he's like, "What? What do you go with the single face? He went with the Luva. He didn't go with the. You don't get it. He's got the Sony. He didn't go with the Sony.
Right.
He went with the Lutron system
or whatever. Yeah,
they make up systems. There's new shit every 10 minutes." And it's literally like me going, what was Abe Lincoln doing riding a horse?
Yeah. There's a car.
There.
Carts
horse
were invented 2 years later.
Yeah. No, you don't even get to invention parts. This is stupid. He's going in a circle.
Right, right.
Stupid horse. You know how long it takes to get into town on a horse?
Right.
Nah. And then they have to shit on everybody.
That's right.
And now they got to redo everything.
Oh, it's terrible.
This is a disaster. Yeah.
I don't trust people who shit on work, because I think that they're to Adam's point, they're simply trying to either create more work for themselves or they're trying to put other people down to make them look better. And I hate that quality.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
That being said, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You call that a podcast?
What's wrong with your brain?
All right, Andrew. Yeah.
Got it, man. Thanks.
Electricians and plumbers.
Yeah.
And the home theater guys. And also, anything that's inside the walls, they can say whatever they want.
Yeah. I actually told my last client, I cannot come here when your fucking TV AV guy is here. I hate him with all my heart.
Really?
I really did.
Wow.
And he was a shit on guy.
They're all shit on guys.
He kept telling everyone the floor is not level. And
AV guys, number one shitters.
You.
Yeah. You can't do it. Look. I'm a finished carpenter.
Yeah.
If the crown molding is fine, the crown molding's fine. I can't really shit on it. I can't sit. I don't care if you're a layperson.
Right.
I can't sit here and look at it and go, this is shit work
if it
looks good.
Right. It's
electricians and AV guys, they say whatever they want.
Bullshit.
Oh, their poop doesn't stink, does it?
No.
No, it does not.
And guess what? I'll never see this guy again. And he got COVID, and I was glad.
You have a streak.
There's a little streak in me. It's almost like a serial killer streak.
Yeah, don't let
if there wasn't DNA testing, I'd still be killing right now. Let me just put it to you that way.
Don't let the jovial outer shell and the sensible frames fool you people.
There's a darkness
something
in there.
Lurking. Something that scares me. All right, let me tell you about Talkspace. Oh, man. A lot of people don't want to get some help. They don't want to talk it out. They don't want to go to the therapist's office and sit in a waiting room and have weird eye contact with whoever.
It's called intimacy.
Well, that's an issue some
that
people
is,
have.
I know.
Talkspace, you can speak with a licensed therapist right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Message your therapist anytime via text, video, or voice, unlike traditional therapy. Again, I've talked to Dr. Drew about this. Like, I think it's a lot of people don't want to go in. They don't want that shared waiting room. They don't want the person that's leaving the office to trip over their backpack and deal with that. 100% secure and stigma-free. The app puts you in a private room with just you and your therapist. Send messages 24/7. Get replies. Whatever. Anxiety, depression, self-doubt can all be worked on. At Talkspace, right, Matt?
Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code ACE at signup. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code ACE.
Do you notice how Matt just explodes with information that's got energy? I love that about him.
He's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good ones.
All right. So let's see, Matt, you got a question for us?
Yes, I do. We actually have a video question. And as always, we ask that you email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see the videos. And here is this week's video from Doug in Colorado.
Doug's got some carpeted stairs.
Okay, Adam, here's what we're looking at. We got the base level of the stairs here, as you can see, is wider than the actual stairway.
Rolling.
Yeah. And so we're looking at putting a gate in across this width, but that's not going to be an easy task. And so I'm wondering how we can build out either something in this area.
Kids or dogs.
Like another post to match that one.
Mm-hmm.
Kids.
To make it easier to put the gate in or some other idea. But that's what I'm looking at.
All right,
and
so I think put the gate on the fourth step.
My first impulse is just move it up.
Yeah.
I mean, the stairs are full Chuck E. Cheese ball pitted out already. I mean, they got tons of shag carpet.
It's a lot
on
of
there.
Shag.
You'd have a hard time hurting yourself falling down those
stairs.
That's
the kind of shag you do a sled game down if you're a kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You
just go.
Box.
You just put a box down and you go.
Yeah, I would. All right, so I would say, so what it is, it's a staircase.
Yeah.
Looks pretty standard, maybe 36 inches wide or 40 inches wide or something like that. Then it flares out for the last three or four
designer
stairs.
Flare.
Yeah, I like it. Straight on one end, sort of dog-eared on the other,
correct.
Flared out. And, you know, the kitty gate at the bottom is not going to make it across.
Correct.
Now,
they do sell right-angle dog and kitty gates. So you could, in fact, create a right angle with one of the returns. I feel, though, that the one, if you take it up to the fourth step and just have one that opens and closes with a safety latch, you avoid all that crap. Cleaner.
I would say bring it up to the fourth, which still leaves you a couple of stairs to fall down, but probably be okay. But I always believe in answering the question.
Yeah.
And what I would do is the return, Gary, looks to be about 16 or 18 inches where it starts its angle.
Yeah.
If I was going to do this security kitty gate and I was going to do it at the bottom like you want, I would do one fixed on the right side and then a second one fixed on the left. They should sort of accordion together to meet at the break, to meet at the angle.
Right.
And then I would use a Velcro, you know, the Velcro wraps where they just thread it between themselves and tie it.
Yeah.
Some sort of, not really a hasp, but like just the Velcro wrap thing.
So you could just peel one side back, in other words.
I would use the loose, like the Velcro wristwatch band.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah,
just tie it.
Yeah.
Essentially, just connect.
Now the other thing,
what
we don't know is it dog or kid?
It's a kid, Gary says, or so says Gary.
Kid. Yeah,
that's kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is it to not come down or not to go up? because only the four steps aren't going to kill you.
Right.
I mean, as someone who has a mother of a toddler at home, that four steps pretty treacherous.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see it again. Let me just see. I think we could do it.
I mean,
my
Strober,
way.
You look at that four step. You're talking 4 feet.
But here's where you have to differentiate. Are you a family that is willing to have a trampoline?
Right.
Because if you're willing to have a trampoline, you become good in the air. It gives you that sense of, if I'm falling, I know how to respond.
Yeah, Strummer. For the Southern California mother, the last person that was willing to have a trampoline was probably your wife. Oh, that's long since gone.
Really?
By the way, my God. Unless you're rich enough to put like an in-ground one.
Get up and jump.
I don't want to shit on your math, Gary, because I know that's really your only.
I know it's under 4 feet. I'm saying skills. That's a large travel for. Imagine a toddler.
There's four stairs, and the rise is 7.5 inches, about between 7.5 and 8. So you figure 15 inches. So it's about 30, 31, 32 inches if you just go by the tread. The riser times.
If you're going vertically, I'm adding in the travel that you would have backwards, because you're going 3 feet forwards when you get to that fourth step, give or take, right?
So you mean you get up to the fourth and go,
Well, that's what a toddler's going to do. They're going to get to that gate, lose their balance, and tumble over backwards.
If the toddler's a little bitch, that's what it's going to do.
Yeah, exactly. Toddlers are little bitches.
If you want to do it at the bottom, I would do it like I'm telling you to do it, but you're going to have to get a gate that's going to be able to extend.
So you know what? You could do your hasp idea with the Velcro on the post on the right, the newel post on the right, and wrap it around that to hold it in place.
Yeah.
And then anchor it on that other wall and then have your little meaty thing. But I tell you, from having the puppy years ago, they do make the angle, you can adjust the angle and get a right angle if you need it.
All right. So go up 3 or 4 stairs and or do this thing and get a little creative with the Velcro.
Yeah.
Strummer.
And get a helmet on the kid, too.
You strike me as the kind of guy who back in the day had the Velcro wrist watch band.
Get out of my head! Adam Carolla, get out!
That's the cool... That's the water. That's the dude who water skis.
I was in the water. Yeah. Like,
is that completely unnecessary?
Listen, I bought a watch that was packed in water. That was the selling point in a catalog. It came in water.
Wow.
And then you get it and you dump the water out, put the watch on, and that proves it's waterproof.
And did it have the Velcro band?
No, it was plastic. But I did have a Velcro band.
I knew you were a Velcro band guy.
I know.
That.
I also
Matt, not a Velcro band guy.
No, I'm from the slap bracelet generation, baby. Just a little plastic thing and smack it onto your wrist.
That's right.
Those were the days.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. I know the Velcro.
Well, I mean,
that's a dude. Yeah. That says to the world.
I can get in the water if I have to.
I can get in the water.
And I'll tell you what time it is.
I like a little alpine skiing.
Yeah,
I like a little water skiing.
Sure.
Probably have a Husky or Malamute at home somewhere.
I occasionally drank some of the wine out of the Boda bottle if I had to.
Yeah, Boda bag.
Remember that where you pull...
That was a Boda bag.
You pull it away and it still squirts directly in your mouth.
Not a bottle.
The bag,
Boda bag.
Wore it around and put it under the coat and during school to have a little wine before French.
Yeah. That's... The Velcro wristband guy.
Yeah.
And if you got it in like orange, it said you're all action.
That's right. But keep in mind, a couple of years prior to that, I had a long army coat. Did you have army supply stores here as a kid? Was that like a thing?
Uh-huh.
So I had a long army coat that I was able to keep my nunchucks in the pocket.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And I could take, I had 3 different size nunchucks.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of whacked that bone right here about 40 times till I got smart, put a knee pad on my elbow.
Oh, to practice.
To protect it.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
That was the Bruce Lee phase. Yeah.
Let's see. Someone's got a door-related question. Let's talk to Justin, 37, from Texas. Justin?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm great. So I got a question about door frames. Mine's pretty beat up, and I'm trying to figure out how big of a project it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Door jams you're talking about.
Well, I guess probably. Sorry, you have to forgive me. I don't know the difference between a door jamb and a door frame, but
there really isn't a door frame.
But are you talking about the trim around the door or the jamb that the door is attached to?
Casing or jamb? He's talking about the
It could be all of it.
Okay.
I'll tell you, when I moved into my house last year, there was evidence that the door going into the garage had either the previous owners had locked themselves out and tried to kick it in, mm-hmm. or somebody tried to break in.
Uh-huh.
So you've got, like, the trim on the outside is kind of split off.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, though, there's, like, on the inside where the drywall is, they kicked it pretty damn hard because you can see the heads of nails are now exposed, just like an inch maybe to the right of the door frame.
But wait, by they, are you referring to the husband of the lady you were having sex with?
yeah, exactly, precisely.
All right, so the jam is blown out. What year's the house?
2007.
It's painted, right, the jam?
Yes, yep, painted white.
Probably a finger joint jam. It's like track housing. It's not a custom expensive house.
No. It's kind of a cookie cutter neighborhood that we moved into.
All right.
So
it's
middle of the road.
It's a finger joint.
So are we
jam.
Are we going to just have them cut with a knife the trim off and then just replace it?
Well, the whole strike side is blown out, right? Is it blown out with a privacy?
It's not blown out, so the door still works. I can get the door closed and it'll latch, but you got to think you got the trim on the outside of it, and then the stuff that's in the middle, and then the trim on the inside. They're kind of split apart,
right,
so you really got to.
Oh, I see. The deadbolt was closed, and they kicked it in,
Is it a deadbolt?
They didn't make it all the way in, like, I don't think, anyway.
Is it a deadbolt?
It has a deadbolt, yeah.
Okay. I providing a picture would be worth 1,000 words.
Yeah, but I think I know what happened.
I think I know what happened,
too. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So my thought is that the deadbolt was closed, the guy kicked the door in, it cracked the casing, and then it also moved and cracked the trim.
You're saying casing and trim?
Yeah.
Why are you saying casing and trim?
Well, because what do you mean? Why am I saying casing?
Why aren't you saying jam and casing?
No, because I thought the trim was also cracked.
The casing and the trim.
Sorry, I was using one for two things.
Okay,
I'm
so
on my way
what
home
about the
from
jam?
Work for lunch, so I might be able to take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture.
But I don't know where to.
I don't think the jam has to be replaced if it's still closes and deadbolts and it's not screwed up. Otherwise, you got to take the whole thing out and put a new one in.
So right? Here's what, but I'm not sure what casing and trim is. It's either casing
or
trim.
So I thought,
right?
I was referring to trim and casing as the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the jam is a separate entity.
All right. Here's what I think happened. Yeah. I think the guy kicked the door in.
Yeah.
I think he blew out the backside of the jam.
Yeah.
I think he blew out the casing as well.
Right.
Then I think he reattached the strike plate on the deadbolt. I think he just pulled it off, put it back on, and now it's functional.
I see.
But the shit's still blown out.
Got it.
Is that what it looked like to you, Justin?
That sounds about right, yeah.
So now the strike plate is essentially holding the deadbolt. Now there's zero security, right?
Well, less, not zero, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
He's going to take a picture of it.
Because the guy whose house I just did has the casino in his house. The same thing happened where the deadbolt blew out the trim, okay?
We should just say casing.
Okay, casing. And it was a millimeter, not a millimeter, but a composite
finger joint
crappy wood, right?
Yeah.
So it blew all that out. There's no meat left.
Right.
So I just put a Simpson plate over that to keep it secure. Got
the
into the
plate.
Framing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So now it's actually bolted or screwed into the framing rather than the shitty whatever right. we're calling this now.
Yeah.
All for right. the caller who said earlier he didn't know where to send it,
yeah.
aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Email us there.
All right. So the thing is you probably are going to have to replace the jam. If you don't yeah. want to replace the jam, you could cut out a section. It's paint grade. You're always going to see it. You could put some, you know, cut a Dutchman, put it back, put the casing back, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But when you do your next thing, get your strike plate, get your heavy duty strike plate with the long lags and get into the frame.
Correct.
All
correct.
Right. Take care of your business.
Yeah. Now, listen, everybody, is your search for the right people for your company, is it coming up dry? Well, there's a resource you haven't tapped into yet. And if you're hiring, you need Indeed. An unbelievably powerful hiring partner. Attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Now, don't struggle on your own to find quality candidates. Indeed can help you hire the right people right now. Indeed partners with you every step of the hiring process, so you can find talent with the skills you need through tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Matt?
Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/ACE. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/ACE. Indeed.com/ACE. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So from right. this day forward, we're going to call trim casing.
Well, I mean,
we're going to just do it because you're right. It's confusing, and I refer people, to it to several different things.
People say base and case.
Yeah.
So here's why I'm yeah. on your case.
Yeah.
About base. Trim.
Oh.
makes sense. I wish it was about
base. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The problem is trim. I'm looking at you, Matt.
Yeah, like that's trim right there. Around,
trim
around
is a there. Universal thing right. that could be used for. Any kind of thing that you trim out,
right.
so to speak.
Right.
It doesn't, when you say casing, it's around a window or a door. When
yeah.
you say base, when you say crown.
Right.
But they're all kind of under the bigger umbrella of trim.
Right.
That's why
that's
I,
right.
I like to be a little more
no,
specific.
No, I appreciate it.
And, you know, frame and jam, it,
yeah.
it gets a little confusing.
Yeah,
so
it
it's door jam.
Correct.
And casing
and
around
by the way,
door jam.
The door jams. When they are finger joint, really don't have any integrity.
No.
Well, at all. And like, so
no.
oftentimes it's almost better to you know, extra block around where the deadbolt's going to go so that you really do have some meat because in the event like this poor gentleman had when he was having sex with that lady's
yeah.
wife and the husband was angry, came in, kicked it through.
The lady's wife. He's having sex with the fella's wife.
Whatever. I mean, you know, right. let me have my fantasies. Go
yeah.
ahead.
yeah. So that people know
yeah.
whether your door jam is finger joint, which is really light, pine,
crappy, piney crap.
It's basically just junk that's been put together from scraps.
Right.
But even if it's a solid dug fir,
yeah.
like people work with, by the time you drill your hole,
right.
3/4 or 7/8 of an inch in it, you bore it, and then you
put your screws in for the strike
well,
plate.
Well, not only that, but you mortise out
right.
for it and whatever.
Right.
You only have about half inch of meat
right.
on the outer side of that hole you drilled in it on the inside of the house
right.
that you just got to one good kick.
Yeah,
and
it's
just
easy.
Bust that
it's
bust
easy
right
to
off.
Believe now Angie Dickinson kicking a door in.
Policewoman.
Right.
What you need is a plate and a couple of lags that go into
there
the
you go.
Framing.
That's
you
right.
You cannot have it just into the jam.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of your questions right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com. All right. We have other questions, Matty Mattman?
Yes, we do. We got an email question. Again, hit us up, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. This one's from David. Get it on, guys. Just helped my sister and brother-in-law buy a house in Woodland Hills, California. We had a general inspection done, and the inspector pointed out that there are, quote, cracks in the foundation that have been epoxied but not strapped, end quote. He also pointed out that there are 4x4 posts touching dirt under the house. We got some quotes for the work they wanted, or we got some quotes for the work. They wanted $5,000 to $6,000 to put a brace on the cracks and put the 4x4 beams on pier blocks. My brother-in-law is thinking about doing the work himself. Would you do it, or would you pay the $5,000? If you were all to do it, how would you?
Well, see, can I just bring something up? The home inspection business scares the hell out of potential home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, folks that are buying a home really don't understand what's under a house. And that's why you can charge $5,000, because it's a, like we talk about going on a roof. Nobody really does anything if they can't be seen.
Mm-hmm.
100% true with crawl spaces, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So I feel like, number one, always take your home inspection report to someone that knows construction a little bit, mm-hmm. so they can talk you off the ledge. Because none of this stuff, even that with the foundation cracks. My first house was in Woodland Hills. That place shakes like crazy. It's just a hotbed of seismic
earthquake
activity.
Earthquake country.
That's where we are.
You're
That's
on
it.
The San Andreas Fault.
That's
wall.
Exactly where we are, right? So
yeah.
A couple cracks here and there are fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'll answer it two ways.
Yeah.
Get your $5,000 backed off of the price of the house,
yeah.
or whatever. Do that
right.
dance you do with the realtors.
That's right. Credit, they call
and
it.
And then put it right up your nose.
There you go.
You don't need to do this.
No, you
it's
don't.
It's a crack.
Yep.
But I will say this.
What?
Did he say what year the house is? Probably from the 50s or something. Anyway, 60s. Okay.
Does not say here.
If you would like to strap a crack in a foundation, you yeah. may.
Yes.
I mean, you can just get some Simpson straps and, yeah. you know, some Titan bolts or something. I haven't done much of this. I've done a lot of earthquake rehab, a lot. I don't know what the code is. You don't need epoxy. You don't need a bunch of shit. You just get like a 3-foot Simpson strap.
Yeah.
Put it over like a, you know, one near the top, one closer to the bottom.
Right.
Take a couple of Titan bolts,
yeah.
pre-drill it, just sink them in if you want.
Yes.
So it is literally times two. We're talking $45 worth
in
of material.
Yep.
And we're talking, it would take me an hour to do
to
this.
Crawl into the house.
Yeah.
The scariest part is being under the house if you're claustrophobic and see dead rats.
You know, get an impact wrench,
yep.
get a cordless roto hammer.
You know what?
I'd rather
I'd take the $5,000 and I'd insulate the underside of your framing and your attic if you're in Woodland Hills.
Because
Woodland Hills, they used to have a clock with a thermometer on the corner of Ventura and Topanga.
Yeah.
They took it down because it humiliated all of us.
Too damn depressing.
120 degrees would always be up on the corner, right?
I remember maybe a year ago, there was a summer and I was traveling through Woodland Hills during a crazy heat wave.
That's right.
I looked at my car.
Yeah.
It said like 122, 121.
I was there.
Insanely hot.
Insane.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your 4x4s that are touching soil with the pier blocks, he's saying pier blocks. I wouldn't necessarily call them pier blocks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't remedy this with a pier block. It's down on a pad. It's kind of hard to tell,
yeah.
but it's a cement pad.
Right.
And they used to just bring the shit down to the grade level, pour a pad,
yeah.
and they just go right down
That's
to
right.
it.
That's right.
If you would like to remedy this problem,
yeah,
I would, and I might not.
I wouldn't.
But termites sometimes. You know, rot, whatever.
Yeah.
Here's how I would do this.
Yeah.
I would take a 4x4 and kick it off.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, you don't want shit coming down. Nothing's coming down,
no.
but
it's also
well,
like a single story
yeah,
branch
kick
house.
It, kick it off or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Get one of those Simpson metal riser things, the ones that are like 7/8 of an inch
yeah.
or something,
yeah,
the Galvey
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if they do one of those. Gary, you got to look. If they do one that have like external straps, like you could external holes, you know, normally you have to go through the middle of it,
right.
But you're not going to get through the middle of it.
No.
Slide the thing onto the pad.
Yeah.
Draw around it.
Yeah.
Take a Sawzall with a sharp blade or whatever, slice it out and slide it in.
Oh, I see. Get the dirt off of it. And that's it. Yeah, yeah.
You only have to get it up 3/4 of an inch.
You know, why not just paint it with Henry's?
I mean, it's fine.
You know, I wouldn't do any of that. I would use the money. I'd get the credit, use the money, get insulation. And when it comes to home inspection reports, scary things, you know, like asbestos in your thing you're going to demo, or, you know, what else would be electrical wiring that's not, always, you know, that stuff. Yes.
The stuff they always ding it on is the firebox, the flue, the chimney.
That's right.
It always needs to be reappointed. Right. It's cracked. We send a camera down there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I would do none of this work in our own homes, probably. Right.
I had a house from the 20s, and I bolted the house to the foundation.
Because it wasn't strapped. It
was not strapped.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
Now, this stuff is unnecessary, but it's very doable.
Yes.
And so far, what I'm telling you, we're under $100 in materials.
$100, that's it.
And couple hours of shit work.
That's right.
But one Saturday afternoon,
yeah. I mean,
you'll be drinking beer by 2 p.m.
And if it is a relative and he's willing to go, then let him go and give him $500.
Gary,
that's really
does Simpson make a, let's see, what should we call that? A pad spacer, galvanized pad spacer or something?
They make the post standoff post holder.
Yeah, but does it have holes outside to strap it to?
It has straps on the side.
Well,
that
they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a version of that that has them from the outside. I've never seen it.
I don't know.
Can you tell me what to Google here?
Just Simpson post holders.
Yeah, Simpson post holders or pier holders or something. We'll see what pops up.
Yeah.
See how that works.
Boy, they got a monopoly on that stuff, Simpson, man. It's hard to find anything that replicates it. Why is that? Why does anybody else?
Oh, look at the one in the middle, the black one.
Yeah.
Or some version of that. So what is that one called? Simpson Strong Tie Black Powder Coated.
Easy Base.
Easy. Yeah. That might be something there because you can secure it from the outside.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there one like that that's lower, an Easy Base that's lower? But anyway, that one's going to be harder to drop in. That's going to be kind of the problem. But some version of something like that.
Yeah, go look at the Easy Base. That's a good place to reference and imagine what's possible.
Yes, like John Lennon.
That's right.
All right, let me tell you about concrete. Myth, creatine is just for bodybuilders. Fact, creatine is for any fitness routine. Concrete, number one, stimulant-free pre-workout supplement. Concrete patented creatine, HCL, is the favorite of elite informed athletes. I've talked to Dr. Drew about creatine. He's like, oh,
yeah,
you should be on this.
Got to do it.
All the strength and endurance benefits of creatine without any of the negative side effects.
Yeah,
cramps,
the old bloating,
diarrhea,
right?
The bloating and all that. Your brain uses about 20% of the creatine in your body, by the way. Concrete fuels your body and your mind, and I would argue your soul as well. I love this stuff. I take this stuff. I got it right here. Stromer.
You're looking kind of big and a little on the hunky side, I might add.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So give your loved ones a gift of health and focus and immunity this year with Concrete, right, Matt?
Take control of your health, both body and mind. Building a better you with Concrete. Register now at concrete.com/podcast. That's concrete.com/podcast to receive free membership to Planet Fitness for an entire year, plus a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in-store at Walmart, Concrete is truly changing the game.
All right, we got one more.
We got one more against an email question.
Hey, Ace and Stromer, quick question. Found this old thing at the bottom of an old job box.
Circular. Wow. Craftsman, aluminum.
Wow.
Old school.
Is it worth keeping around or should I just dumpster it? I put a new blade on it, fired it up, it works fine. Only problem is that it's a left-handed saw and I'm right-handed, so when I cut with it, I can't see the cutting edge. With new tools getting cheaper and lighter, is this old relic worth the real estate it's taken up in my toolbox? Thanks, guys.
Left-handed. I guess it is. Well, I'm left-handed.
Wait, why would that be left-handed?
It's the side that the blade is on. I'm the pictures we're looking at it.
No,
it doesn't.
That's to not, me, that looks right-handed.
No, that's like looks a right-handed saw. Yeah,
it looks right-handed to me too.
Yeah.
Sometimes pictures transverse or transpose or something. I don't know. Gary knows more than.
I don't think that's a left.
Well, regardless. Of whether it's left or right. Here's the point. It's nice. Sometimes you have to change the brushes on things.
Yeah.
I forgot you used to have to lube saws.
Yeah, you did. Right?
Remember saw lube?
Yeah,
like the Craftsman worm drive hypoid saws?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about with pictures swapping like that. This isn't that, because the text would be backwards.
All right. Well, that's why I
asked. He's a forensic photo reviewer guy. Huh? I guess I fell apart after forensic.
I ran out of steam. You got to get strong. He's one of those, it's like a forensic photo.
I was so close. There. God, I wouldn't be a good detective.
Now, so listen.
Yeah.
First things first. Hey, people. I learned how to cut with my right hand.
Yeah, well, you got to be ambidextrous in this game.
I'm left-handed.
I know you are.
I learned how to cut. When I got on the job site, I grabbed it with my left hand.
I've looked at life from both hands now. From native down.
And still somehow in life construction grapevine that I recall. I really don't know how. You know who sings that song?
Peter Paul and Mary.
Nope.
Nope, wait. Judy Collins.
Yes! Boom! Ho!
Boom!
Man.
Boom, dementia.
Was?
Screw you, dementia.
There's like Stromer's brain is on the ropes. He's cut. He's gassed out. His corner man's been holding the towel.
You want
to
know why?
Just standing up, holding. I've seen your corner guy.
Cut me, I said.
He's holding the towel. He's like this.
Yeah.
This goes on,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the haymaker lands.
Right?
He summoned that Judy Collins haymaker. Boom!
Oh God, that's funny.
Your wife was in the crowd.
Do you
want
to know why? You want to know why it came to me?
Mm.
Concrete.
Mm.
That's right. Creatine.
Nice.
Me and Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, both sides now by Judy Collins.
That's right. I don't want to shit on anyone's point here, but based on Google, that's a Joni Mitchell song.
Lies!
She wrote it.
She wrote it only. She didn't make it.
The hit was a Judy Collins version that you can probably see if you keep reading.
Yeah, it looks like that was 67.
That's right.
Joni, I'm sure
Summer
Joni
love,
did
bitches.
It, but it wasn't. It was like In the Ghetto was a Mac Davis song,
can
but
you
it was
imagine,
made famous,
though,
hold on,
yeah, go
by
ahead.
Elvis Presley. Sorry, go ahead.
Can you imagine Judy Collins singing that gentle song in a coffee house and Hendrix just fucking lighting stuff on fire?
Yeah.
Come on. How could those two things coexist at the same time?
I don't know, but they did. Did we have – all right. So anyway, that's our last one. Yeah. Fine. Learn how to cut from both sides now.
Yeah.
And find that song. I love that song.
Yeah.
Judy Collins, Both Sides.
That might be the song that you might have your third and final baby with, too.
Mm.
Utilizing that song. Huh?
From both sides.
And that's just when you decide to, change positions.
All right. You're making me feel high, Stromer. Stop it.
There we go. Huh? Almost got that Partridge Family intro.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
And flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air. And everywhere. I've looked at love that way. But now
the clouds got in the way.
Everyone.
I looked at love
somehow it's love's illusion. I recall, I really don't know
clouds, are we switched to love
at all?
This is a Lori Partridge, yeah. One-handed.
Yeah, organ. That's right.
One hand.
She
in
was
the air.
Hot, by the way. Hot, Susan Day, hot. Right?
Oh, you gotta stop
it. It sounds like dying yaks.
I know this song well because I used to write joke songs. And I had a friend who had a huge dick. And I wrote Judy Collins' Big Dick song about him.
Wait,
in high
what
school.
Happened? It's the dick's not
Rose
big anymore.
And flows of pubic hair and multicolored underwear.
Beautiful.
And labias he would tear. Put the guy's name in that. But now it only blocks the sun. It pees and comes on everyone. So many paths I would have run. This but his dick
hit.
Got in the way.
It's a hit.
It was a hit.
Clearly you had talent even then.
Why
this
was,
is
why
big.
Didn't somebody take notice?
I don't know. Zoltar did.
There I was, sitting in the back of Mr. Bernal's class yeah. while everyone else was steeped in history.
Trying to get to college. You're writing that
novelty
hit.
Novelty songs about right. my friend and his big junk. It blocks the sun.
It does. I had a friend who had one of those, too. Poor guy. Now he can't see over his belly.
His we'll call him Ted. I've looked at Ted from both sides. No. Let's see. It's long and he's long and thin. He was a tall guy, a direct descendant of Jism Jim. I wrote an entire three-page song about my friend's dick.
We got to perform that live.
It served me well.
That would be fantastic. The people need to see that.
I used it as a launching pad.
If we had the Partridge Family frilly neck things with the blue velvet jackets singing that song,
mm-hmm.
come on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to sit down and really come up.
All right,
I gotta,
let me know. I'll work my clavinet. Right.
Yeah. Rose and flows of pubic hair. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And multicolored underwear.
That's genius.
And labias he would tear. I've looked at Ted that way, but now he only blocks the sun. He pees. I may have said secretes on it.
That's even better. See, it's artful.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, I got to figure out the second version. That's what I did. I wrote songs
good
about
stuff,
my friend's big dork.
Big, big, good
well, you
stuff.
You were like getting laid and filling out college applications. Yeah. I was sitting there writing big dick songs.
Well, it worked.
Pay dividends. Now look at me. All right. Live shows.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Is that? Yeah, Portland coming up. Helium, a comedy club. December 22nd, 23rd, so we can enjoy that. And you can go to amcrolla.com for all the live shows coming up, and then also the Daily Wire stuff is up there. I got me doing stand-up, and we go to our chassis channel, Pluto TV channel 687. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Adam Carolla. A lot of free stand-up and video podcasts there. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
RockAuto.com. Why spend 30 to 50%, even 100% more for the same parts that a chain store or dealership might have? Why spend so much there? Why not go to RockAuto.com? It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, everything from engine control modules to brakes to motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic car or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few clicks delivered direct to your door. Go to rockauto.com. See all the parts available for your car or your truck. Write Carolla in the How Did You Hear About Us? So that is Carolla, C-A-R-O-L-L-A, in the How Did You Hear About Us box. So they know we sent you an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.